riders on the storm. Into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
Good morning, 610 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Bertha, the eye of Bertha has moved. It's right on the Alabama-Mississippi line, about, what, 100 miles or so off the coast, heading right towards New Orleans, where it'll bring a lot of rain, just like it's brought here. We're still going to see effects throughout the day today because, you know, remember on how a hurricane works, which this is obviously not a hurricane. It's a tropical storm. It's weakened down to 50 miles an hour from 60 miles an hour maximum sustained winds it was yesterday. But the backside, or what you might call the dirty side, you know, the... If you're looking at it on the map, the right side, the eastern side, is still pushing in our direction to some degree and is going to have the wind and the sort of the trailing bands. But just we're not seeing an awful lot of that, just like Channel 3 has been telling you all day yesterday and today. Most of the rain events are really out in the Gulf, like it's to the southwest. And in our area, it's really not that much. I did get an interesting picture somebody sent me from Villa Venice that as of high tide this morning at dawn, the canals were up to the grass. The water was up to at least the grass in people's backyards. And, you know, I'm like, yeah, as long as it's not in the house, it's just an inconvenience and it's only temporary. But, you know, water will go back down and, you know, everything's going to be fine. It is a little windy this morning, if you hadn't noticed. It's a little windy if you go outside. So just be prepared for that. But for the most part, not much of a big deal for us. It is, again, still a tropical storm, but it's moving out of the way. Okay, what I thought was fascinating this week, and we heard a little bit about this from Sam Abel yesterday. She's the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. But I was listening to the meeting audio from the city council meeting on Monday, and I don't know. I'd love to hear the actual events. You know, a summary from somebody who was there is great. I love Sam. She's a great resource. And she's redhead, of course, so she's very capable. We have souls. But Rick Hawthorne was speaking at the council meeting, introducing some of the newly promoted sergeant, for one, Joshua Erleman.
Chief, I believe that Sergeant Roman has received two commendations in this last year, is that right?
Yes, he has. and you're going to put me on the spot trying to remember exactly what they were. The life saving was one of them. Medal of Courage, and then and life saving.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, it seems like he's in the right spot when we need somebody in the right spot, and he acts fantastic and puts himself in the way each time and everything. So he's done like I said, that's just part of the reason why he's where he is now. And will continue doing well as he moves forward.
And his dad is a lieutenant in the Navarre area with the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. So he said it's kind of in his blood. Also, a new officer that they've sworn in.
We have two new officers. These will be part-time officers. The first one will be Austin Foster. Austin's a Gulf Breeze kid, but not really a kid. he graduated 2012 from Gulf Breeze High School. You might recognize him. He's been a manager at Whataburger for many a year now here in the city. So he saw what we do and talking to the officers, and that's what he wanted to really do. And so he went to school and finished up and everything, and he's here with us now and has his fiance and a friend here with him.
I love that as a career change. Manager at the Whataburger at the age of about 32, I'm guessing, based on the math, and now he's going to become, and he is, a Gulf Breeze police officer. That's great. A Gulf Breeze High School graduate.
Now, I can say kid on this one. A little younger. 2025 graduate from Gulf Breeze High School. So he is he's on that part, but he did very well going through just graduated out of the academy class, did very well in that, and we really like him, and we expect a lot of good things from him. He's got his aunt and uncle here with him here in the audience and everything, so three basically Gulf Breeze Navarre kids, so keeping it local and everything for everybody, so we really appreciate that.
I love that, and you know, I love that Gulf Breeze is the size of a place where you can do stuff like this and individually introduce the officers when you hire them and talk about their past and who they are and make jokes. I don't know. I think it's wonderful. Now, there was a reason that he did them first.
Now, I do have one other officer. I'm going to bring him up separately because if I brought him up here with the other ones, they'd get no time in the spotlight. So this is something that we've been waiting for. So this is Canine LaRue, or Canine Rue. I keep on saying LaRue. Canine Rue, German short hair pointer. Officer Gander, I'll let him give you a little bit of information, but he just graduated or finished up training a week and a half ago. So he is going to be at school, and he's a bomb and ammunition type trained dog.
And you remember this conversation from earlier in the year where they were going to go out and get donations and fundraise, and they did that, and they actually had surplus, so that'll be able to handle vet bills along the way as well. But this is the dog that they went out to get to be basically a gun detecting dog, but also, you know, munitions if there's a bomb, anything like that, to work at the school with the SRO and also to police the athletic events. We'll talk about that in just a second. But he was introduced to the city council on Monday, and we got a picture up on our Facebook page if you want to see a picture. Rue, like, you know, Rue when you make your gumbo, is the name because of the color. We'll talk about that in a second.
Oh, that's how it's spelled?
Yeah,
I thought
R-R-U-X.
They named it after Euphoria.
No.
Like, well, because it's a drug dog. Oh, okay.
But so, it's not a drug dog.
I know. It's a gun dog.
It's a gun dog, yeah. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. There's a lot going on. Traffic light at Blue Angel and Dog Track is down. There is a slowdown at the front gate at Pensacola NAS as you're making your way onto Bays. Tree down on Chemstrand. This is north of 10 Mile. The light at Michigan and Mobile is completely out, and Mobile Highway and Softly Fields light, we're hearing, is completely out. If they're completely out, it's a four-way stop. If it's flashing yellow and red, yellow has right away. And another tree down, this is on Marcus Point, right behind the Tom Thumb, and it is blocking half the road. 437-1620, if you see that accident or slowdown, we're still hearing that light is still out at Mobile Highway and Softly. So if you see anything, certainly, again, let us know. Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. So back to the city council meeting in Gulf Breeze, where they were introduced their new gun, you know, basically bullet detecting and bomb detecting dog, Rue, the new German short hair pointer. Officer Philip Gander is the handler, the canine handler, and I believe also the SRO for Gulf Breeze High School, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going on memory on that, but I think that's correct.
He's searching. He can smell. He can smell the odor, and he's looking for his toys. So, they said he was born March 15th last year, so it was a little over a year. Came from the Netherlands. We did 4 weeks at Alabama K-9. He passed all his tests, so here we are. He's going to start school with me beginning of August. First week of August, there'll be no kids there. So he's already done summer school, did very well. No accidents in the hall. My fear was, but he actually did very well. So hopefully we can keep it that way.
Probably do better than some of the high school kids there, right?
Yeah, the kids loved him, the ones that were there. You know, they loved him playing fetch in the hall. You know, he gets along. He doesn't lick, which I like a lot, but he likes to play fetch. So the kids are going
to
love.
I don't even know how to make sense of a dog that doesn't lick. I have two Australian Shepherds, and that's all they do. So that's kind of cool. But, yeah, playing with the kids, playing fetch with them. You know, a sweetheart of a dog, apparently. Philip Gander continues.
He'll be at all the home games.
Yeah, he'll be at, I'm going to say, 95% of the sporting events. All the major ones, any varsity games and stuff, I'm gonna try to get him there as much as possible. I'm usually at all the games, very rarely that I'm not. So when I'm there, he's there.
So he'll be at all the athletic events. He'll be at, obviously, the SRO, so he'll be there during the school day, which is the primary purpose. Where'd the name come from?
How do you know his name?
Sir?
How do you get his name?
Kind of a consensus between my family, the school, kind of everybody. We decided Rue because of his color.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's got that good.
The occasion Rue.
Occasion
Rue.
Gumbo.
I said that would be perfect.
Gumbo,
Rue,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. From the Netherlands.
Netherlands, first time he's ever seen a Rue. Okay, so Sam Abel. Now, she had told us this story yesterday, and for whatever reason, I didn't grasp what she was saying at the time. But this is a really cool story. The background here is that Chief Hawthorne, Rick Hawthorne, the chief police for Gulf Breeze, had been sitting in a chair, and of course, chief carries what? A gun. What's the dog designed to do? Detect guns,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. So now the dog doesn't know whether the gun is hidden or open and isn't, you know, it's there to detect gunpowder, right? That's what the dog smells. And dogs are, their smell is unbelievable. Anyway, so chief had been sitting in this chair, but wasn't sitting in the chair when the dog came in the room.
Council, we were able to observe something pretty neat in my office. So Officer Rue came and we got to see him, but Chief Hawthorne had actually been sitting in that chair about 20 minutes prior. And so we actually got to see our canine because he just immediately made a bead, alerted, and then backed up and sat right next to our officer's feet. And so it was pretty cool to watch that and know that he smelled something in that chair, which was Chief, wouldn't you say that was like 20, 30 minutes prior, but he knew that there had been a gun in that chair. So it was neat to watch.
The chief had a gun on his hip that had enough gunpowder residue or odor attached to it that 20 minutes previously when he'd been sitting in that chair, it left enough so that Rue smelled it, alerted, backed up to his handgun and pointed at the chair. It's pretty good. And I remember, you know, this is not a dog story, but it's a, you know, gunpowder detection story. I remember going through the airport years ago, and I just had my bag, and I didn't have a gun in my bag or anything like that. But they pulled me aside, and, hey, let's, you know, we got an alert off of your bag from, you know, the machine. And, okay, and then they swabbed it, and they're still getting alert. And they're like, is there anything? I'm like, no. I mean, I've probably had a gun in this bag, like, previously. Oh, well, that's it. You know, it's, and the dogs, unbelievable sense of smell. Like, what?
They smelled fireworks on my shoes once at the airport.
Right.
It is. And I was like, ugh.
Like, I think I'm right that the number is that their sense of smell is like 30,000 times as sensitive as ours. And I don't know where they decide to point their noses when they do, but, you know, they put their noses in places I wouldn't if I could smell things 30,000 times more potently than humans do.
I've done some at the school. You know, I went and hit some spent shell casings around the school and just see if you can find it. Non-spent, so you, even just cool. A bullet, like an unspent round.
Wow. I thought it was the pork chops in your pocket.
Well, it was actually the donut, bud.
I didn't want to say that.
Donuts and pork chops. Nope, it was the bullets in the gun on his hip. 621 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And if you have a company, you have employees, you want to handle their benefits well, obviously they care about that stuff. You care about that stuff because you care about them, of course. Torgerson Consulting can help you with that. Now, you might have Torgerson Consulting in to look at what you're doing, no obligation. And they might say, hey, what you got's the best. No changes needed. Or they might suggest changes. You know, I was recently listening to Reed give a presentation at the Milton City Council where he basically, you know, he's called in to assess their stuff. And basically what he told him is, look, you're in a plan right now that is not the cheapest alternative for you, but because you overuse your benefits, like more than 100% of your what you pay has been paid out in benefits, so you're a loss to whoever insures you, it would be better for you to stay in that group than to go to something else that might be cheaper because getting back into that group later, you may not be able to, so it actually makes more sense to you long run, and your premiums might get jacked up too. Like, that was a very savvy analysis. He was exactly right. I followed it. It was good, and that's the point. Very detail-oriented, very aware of what's out there, thorough. So when you're looking at health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, managing HR, doing payroll, Torgerson Consulting does all that stuff for 25 years for local businesses. We've been using them for 5 years at Cat Country and News Radio, and they're fantastic, quite frankly. 433-9996 for Torgerson Consulting, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz. In digital marketing, sometimes it's easy to get carried away with clicks and data and algorithms, but at ADX Digital, we understand that none of that matters without customers. We provide reports with click-throughs and view-throughs, but what really matters to our team is seeing your business grow with more sales. And just like you, we're local too. We care about your business winning. That's ADX Digital.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Sky, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Sky, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
Sir, we have a serious problem.
What?
This freeway is finished!
What are you talking about?
The air unit got it about 3 miles ahead. There's a section missing.
How big is the section?
50 feet, at least.
What do you mean you've never seen Speed?
Don't make me sorry I tell you things. God, dude. I haven't seen Speed. I don't know how that happened either.
Dennis Hopper. Yeah,
I know. And Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves.
Yeah,
it's
but Dennis
Hopper is
the good part.
And Dennis Hopper is the man. Yeah, absolutely.
626 on News
that
Radio
9. Terrifying. Yeah, they're missing 50 feet.
It's a little preposterous. And then Speed 2 gets even worse. Let's see.
It's the boat.
That's right. 626 News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for us. Candy?
I-10 to 110. There was an accident, but it's on the right shoulder, so you shouldn't have any problems getting past it, but you're going to see emergency crews on scene. But there's a lot going on this morning, of course, after the heavy rain and wind. Traffic light at Blue Angel and Dog Track is down. Now, if that's yellow, flashing yellow and red, yellow has right away. Slow down at the front gate of Pensacola NAS. Tree down on Chemstrand. This is on Chemstrand, just north of 10 Mile. The light at Michigan and Mobile Highway is out. And Mobile Highway and Softly Field, they're saying, is completely out. If they're completely out, it is a four-way stop. And there's a tree down on Marcus Point behind the Tom Thumb, blocking about half the road. Emergency crews are on scene for that. See an accident? 437-1620. You can text in and let us know. It's Candy with traffic on the fives.
Hey, man, you just drive however you want out there. It's Mad Max Fury Road.
It's fine. Everything's fine, but there's just a couple of light issues. So, yeah,
have you seen the video of the Cubs game with the old man and the anthem? Have you seen this video?
No.
Okay, so here's the story. There's the Cubs game the other day, and there's a young man, I'll say, like maybe 22, 23, something like that, you know, shorts and a T-shirt, sitting in a row, and all you see when the video starts is he's sitting there in the row, and there's this older guy, kind of a bigger guy, standing behind him, looks angry at him, telling him something in his ear, and he's sitting, the kid is sitting during the anthem, and he slaps him in the head.
Good.
And it sounds like he probably told, stand up, you know?
Sure.
And then the kid stands up, and, you know, the internet goes crazy because it's battery, you know, which it is. But the guy is a Vietnam veteran, and he said he was upset because, you know, like, he lost friends and sure. In the war. Or maybe, I think he said he's a veteran. Anyway, but there's more to the story than that because somebody did an interview with him.
When you look back at the video, the clip that it does show, and you see yourself hitting that kid, do you wish in any way you could take it back?
Oh, yes, definitely. I wish I could. Because, you know, even though I fought in Vietnam and I had buddies killed, you know, I mean, we fight for the rights of the people, and that's one of his rights. Then later on during the game, next thing you know, he's buying me a beer. We talked. We shook hands.
Yeah, so the kid buys him a beer later on. They talk. They're friends. The security.
It wasn't a kid.
Well, the young man. And then, you know, so I guess the young man was raised half right. You know, he didn't stand up for the anthem, but he also, you know, he did buy the guy. And then security comes over and goes to, like, remove him because it is, you know, battery and you can't hit other people at the ballpark. And the kid's like, no, it's fine. He can stay. No big deal. No worry. Which I love that outcome of it.
That's great.
So, but here's the thing. I don't mind living in a world where every once in a while an older man smacks a younger man and gets him to do the right thing. I have boys. Trust me. They've all been smacked. And if I was, like, if I found out my son wasn't standing at a baseball game for the national anthem and some old dude smacked him and got him to stand up, cool, man, I'll buy you a beer. I mean, he's exactly right. They have a right to sit. It is their constitutional right. They have a right not to be smacked at a game. And also, I love the outcome. Those seems like, if those seem like contradictory views, I believe all of them. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
It worked. He smacked some sense right into it. That was great.
That's the world as it should be.
Absolutely.
Dudes, every once in a while need to be smacked. I mean,
absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, all my law enforcement friends are
like Brando.
Andrew, it was a crime. Andrew, you're exactly right. That's what they're saying. Oh, Candy came over to smack me.
I didn't even get to my headlines.
Yeah, go on, tell them one.
How about a real quick one? There's a new RoboCop TV series in the works. Amazon Prime Video says it's picked this up, picked up a new RoboCop series, which has been in development since 2022. It has 8 episodes scheduled.
Wow. All right. I'm excited. I mean, you know, Ed Harris involved?
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. U.S. forces conducting their 11th night of strikes in Iran as Trump says he has no interest in meeting with Tehran until they're ready to convene in a meaningful way. Secretary of State Marco Rubio speaking this morning from Manila.
We'd love to have an agreement where they say we're no longer sponsor terrorism and we will not pursue a nuclear weapon or the things you need for a nuclear weapon. I think if there's a lack of confidence, is the lack of confidence that the Iranian regime will ever agree to any of those things.
The Gulf Coast bracing for impact as Tropical Storm Bertha is expected to make landfall today. Fox Weather's Marissa Torres in New Orleans.
Local impacts for New Orleans would also be along the coast. The coastal waters where we do have some surge that's expected around 2 to 4 feet. For those low-lying coastal roads, those could be inundated and impassable as we get through some high tide cycles today and by tomorrow morning.
And that's Fox Weather's Marissa Torres. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. And right now we've got 80 degrees, some rain falling outside, and we'll get a look at our forecast from Brooke Richardson. That's up in just a few minutes. Well, Tropical Storm Bertha has strengthened over the Gulf. The storm center, though, staying offshore. Destin reported wind gusts of 43 miles per hour yesterday. Tropical storm warnings, of course, still stretching all across the Panhandle and to Louisiana, where Bertha is expected to make landfall later today. Well, the town of Jay has now suspended operations manager April Watson with pay after she was arrested this week. Charging documents show Watson, who is a registered sex offender, failed to report a temporary stay at an East Milton RV park earlier this year. Watson had been in line to become Jay's next town manager. That promotion was tabled after her sex offender status became the topic of discussion online. The town says that it is still gathering facts before deciding how to move forward. Escambia deputies are looking for suspects in a string of armed robberies at the Tradewind Food Mart on Patricia Drive. The robberies happened last Friday, then again on Sunday, with several suspects armed with handguns reportedly fleeing towards a nearby apartment complex. After one of the incidents, the sheriff's office has released photos of the suspects, and they're asking anybody with information to call or contact Crime Stoppers. You can see those photos on the sheriff's office social media pages. A construction project at the University of West Florida has turned into an archaeological discovery. Researchers say they found Native American pottery and tools dating back as far as 600 A.D. The site was meant to be a retention pond as part of the construction of the new Darrell Gooden Stadium. It's now being carefully excavated before they resume construction. The dig will continue through next month, with surveys expected to run through spring. And again, that's all part of the construction of the Darrell Gooden Stadium. Well, Santa Rosa County commissioners are considering a new rule targeting RVs that are parked long-term on county property. Commissioner Ray Eddington yesterday says he's an RV owner himself. The issue isn't RV ownership, it's where people park them.
We've been having a lot of complaints about people permanently parking their RVs in the street, county-owned right-of-way. And maintain. I'm an RV owner and I have no problem. People own RVs and I believe in property rights, but put your RVs on your property, not on county property.
Yesterday, Eddington asking county staff to draft an ordinance against parking RVs on county property, and also another ordinance against parking vehicles at all on the dunes on Navarre Beach, where he says they've had an issue with vehicles damaging the dunes. But the county wasn't able to have the vehicles towed without an ordinance on the books. Commissioners have agreed to have staff look into drafting language addressing both the RV and the beach parking issues. Well, Santa Rosa County also set to consider a grant agreement this week for a bank stabilization project happening along Pond Creek at Mayo Park. That agreement is with the Florida FWC and would reimburse the county for construction costs up to $375,000. County officials say early estimates suggest the project would come in under that amount, meaning the work wouldn't cost the county anything. It's 6:35. And let's check in with Candy, who's got our traffic on the fives.
And there's a lot of stuff to watch out for today. Accident at I-10 where it hits 110 at exit 12A, it looks like. But it is off to the right shoulder. I shouldn't have any too many problems. Not a roadblock, but a little slow around that area. Main and Barrancas, it looks like the railroad arm is down, so it's blocking things right where Main meets Barrancas downtown. Traffic light at Blue Angel and Dog Track is having some issues. There's a slowdown at the front gate of Pensacola NAS. Tree down on Chemstrand north of 10 Mile. That's backing things up. The light at Michigan and Mobile Highway and the light at Softly Field and Mobile Highway. Those lights are both completely out. They're asking that you treat them both as four-way stops. If the lights are completely out, it's a four-way stop. And again, if it's flashing yellow and red, yellow has right away. And a tree down on Marcus Point right behind the Tom Thumb, and that's blocking half the road. Emergency crews are on scene, 437-1620. If you see that accident or slowdown, you can text it in. It's Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Candy. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are under a tropical storm warning as we will still see some rounds of heavy rain followed by periods of cloudy skies and some breezy conditions along the coastline as tropical storm Bertha continues to move to our south. Highs near 90 degrees still today. Overnight, temperatures dropping near 78. Going into Thursday, 30% chance of rain with a high near 90 degrees. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. And going into Friday, 20% chance of rain, high near 91. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
We've got some pretty good rain coming down right now. It is 82 degrees in Pensacola, 79 in Milton, 81 in Gulf Breeze. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices are up by at least 3.5% this morning following the 11th consecutive round of U.S. strikes against Iran overnight. And as Secretary of State Marco Rubio said, the Strait of Hormuz remains a sticking point between the two sides. West Texas Intermediate at roughly $87 a barrel, Brent at $94. Prediction market platform Kalshi said it will launch a central page for viewers of its prediction markets to see how speculators in various markets believe the midterm elections will play out. Visitors to the midterm hub will see a map showing what traders think the odds are in individual races for both the Senate and House of Representatives. Treasury yields inched higher this morning as investors mapped escalating tensions across the Middle East and mulled prospects for Federal Reserve monetary policy in the months ahead. The yield on the 10-year U.S. Treasury note was broadly flat at 4.626%. Futures have dropped as the Iran war remains in focus. NASDAQ futures down by more than 100 points. That's Your Money Now.
It's game day. Are your moderate to severe Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keeping you from the action? Skyrizi, risankizumab Riza, could help you get back to the game. Skyrizi is proven to help people feel significant symptom relief, achieve remission, and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine for adults. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's or ulcerative colitis.
Control is everything to me.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's and ulcerative colitis combined. Learn more at Skyrizi.com or 1-866-SKYRIZI.
Summer is here, and Prim and Popper is ready. From officially licensed Blue Angels and U.S. Navy merchandise to custom engraving and branded promotional products, they do it all right here in Gulf Breeze. Shopping for yourself, buying a gift, or putting your logo on something your customers will actually keep? Go see them. Visit primandpopper.com or stop by their shop in Gulf Breeze, located in the heart of Proper on the way to Pensacola Beach. Prim and Proper, officially licensed, locally loved.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
After a storm, portable generators are a helpful, temporary solution until power can be restored. Remember, 20-20-20 to keep safe while using a generator. Keep your generator 20 feet away from your house. Wait 20 minutes for the generator to cool down before refueling. Purchase a $20 carbon monoxide detector to protect you and your family. For more tips on hurricane safety, check out the Hurricane Guide at floridadisaster.org/guide.
As Florida parents, we have a choice about where our children receive their education. I'm a mom of four, and I've chosen Santa Rosa County Public Schools for my family. That's why I'm running for school board. I have a vested interest in making sure our children receive a quality education. I'll be your advocate in our community, promoting transparency, fiscal responsibility, and a brighter future for every student. I'm Jill Broxton-Teston. I'll be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxton-Teston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
Planning your vacation?
Chris, what do you want to go on a vacation?
Why not take Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin with you?
We're going to go to the beach.
No, take News Radio along via the app.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Just go to your app store, search News Radio 92.3, download the app.
That's good.
And listen to Pensacola's news leader with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free.
That's really good.
Get it now and tap the app to get News Radio 92.3 no matter where in the world you are.
Morning, everybody. Thank you for being here for our meeting today. Please have all your phones and pagers turned off, please.
Yep, turn off your pagers, because you know how often we get disrupted with our 2026 pagers these days. It's a habit of speech. You know, we do that stuff all the time. 641 here on News Radio 92.3. That was Ray Eddington yesterday. It made me laugh a little bit. Joining us now by phone, we have Brad Baker. He is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. I'm getting pictures sent in to me that the... what did I just show you, Candy? The Bayou Chico Boardwalk is underwater. People are sending me pictures of Villa Venice being, I mean, people's homes have not flooded, which is good, you know, but, you know, obviously the canal is full. What are you seeing across the county as you get up this morning? What are your folks up to dealing with Bertha?
Well, it's mainly a coastal event. We did close the pier yesterday. We're getting high waves, a lot of wind out there, and just concerned about the public safety side of that. So we'll reevaluate that this morning and plan to open it sometime today, depending on, you know, the wind and the waves. It was pretty impressive surf yesterday, especially yesterday afternoon and evening.
I blinked with my ears. What did you say you closed?
The pier.
The pier. Okay, got it. Okay, that makes perfect sense. I was worried you said a bridge, and I, you know, if that, and I didn't think that had happened. So I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brad.
When the water is getting really high and the wind's blowing hard, and people want to take their kids out there, it's just not a safe environment.
Right, right, for sure. No bridges got closed. Any roads flooded or anything like that we need to know about this morning? As far as you know,
no updates. We obviously have a few problem areas right around the Tiger Point area, and anytime the water gets high, it's just it just floods those roads. So those are kind of common one around Medora. So,
and this is one. It's an odd little storm, only because it seems like the major effects are actually to the south of the eye, and about 100 miles off the coast, and that's where they're seeing all the rain and the storming and that kind of stuff, which is, you know, bad for boating, but, you know, fine for us, right?
Yeah, that's right. And that wind shear, you can see how it's really keeping it from developing into a major storm. So I would say, looking at it this morning, you know, Texas-Mexico border is probably going to get all the rain. You know, we probably, I know up in the north end of the county, we haven't even got an inch of rain. So.
Not even any. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Let's talk about some of the things that took place. Before we get to yesterday's meeting, Chemukla Highway paving project, as far as I know, the note you guys sent out is underway. So this is up from Quintet to Willard Norris in that vicinity, and it's down to one lane back and forth. Is that right?
Yeah, during active paving, and it's from the Wallace light back down close to, I can't remember the exact road, but but the Para Park area.
Okay.
You know, our widening project is going to start at Para and go to Vinewood. They're south of Tunnel, and we'll be bidding that one out pretty shortly. So
Smyer Drive, I think, is the official one you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. And this one is just a resurfacing and shoulder work because of that time. And, you know, a lot of questions about, well, why don't you just do all of Schmuckle Highway? That's probably a $12 or $14 million paving job for Schmuckle. So we have to do it in segments.
Very good. All right. Just wanted to let people know who might be wondering about that. And this is actually, in my mind, this is actually good timing because obviously schools are not in session right now. So the school traffic for the Wallace Lake Middle School is not, or K-8, you know, is not affected by all of this. A couple of things that came up in the meeting yesterday. One was the parking on or near the dunes or on the sand, and then the RV parking. We'll get to that in just a second with Brad Baker. Hold on for me just a second, Brad. Candy has traffic on the fives.
All right. And this is brought to you by Discover. And Discover wants everybody to feel special. That's why they double all the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with a cash back match. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Lots going on this morning. Accident at I-10 where it meets 110, but it is moved off to the right shoulder. Main and Barrancas, that railroad arm is down. No lights flashing or anything, but it's blocking traffic. Traffic light at Blue Angel and Dong Track showing issues. There's a slowdown at the front gate of Pensacola NAS. A tree down on Chemstram. This is north of 10 Mile. And a tree down on Marcus Point behind the Tom Thumb. It is blocking half the road. Emergency crews on scene. And then two stoplights that are completely out. The light at Michigan and Mobile Highway. And then the light at Softly Field and Mobile Highway. They're both completely out. You need to treat as four-way stops. If you see an accident or a slowdown, 437-1620, please text it in. It's Candy with traffic on the 5 and 6s.
Thanks so much, yeah. Candy. Brad Baker, Santa Rosa County Administrator. Yesterday you had two, I don't think exactly related ordinances that have been proposed now. One is to control parking on the beach and the dunes. What is the problem that's being solved here that this can't be solved without an ordinance?
So they're parking on the right-of-way. Some people are parking on the dunes, just kind of parking in non-designated areas for parking, especially as it gets busy out on the beach. So in consultation with our sheriff, they just need an ordinance specific to that so they can enforce that. Obviously, if you're parked in a non-parking spot, we can ticket you, but they didn't feel like they could tow the vehicle. So we're just working on crafting some wording for an ordinance for the board to review and adopt to address that.
Okay. So, you know, you can put up a no parking sign because it's not a parking, but if you don't have an ordinance to tow the car, then obviously the sheriffs can't really enforce it. And you had mentioned something yesterday about how FHP has their tow records that they use, and you guys have to find a different contract with somebody else because FHP is not going to be delighted about you using their resource. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what the chief deputy indicated to me, that we need to, you know, look at procuring our own record service.
And then the other one was the RV parking, which Bobby Burkett sort of brought up out of nowhere. But this is the, you know, you shouldn't be parking on the public streets, which is also currently not prohibited. I know there's lots of rules around RVs, but what are the rules now? What does he want to actually do?
Yeah, he wants to add it to where you cannot park your RV on the right-of-way. So I think you'll probably see one ordinance that addresses both of them the way when I was talking with the county attorney's office yesterday. So they'll kind of draft that wording, review it with the commissioners individually and see if it covers everything they want, and then bring it back at a future board meeting.
Okay. And are there now rules about parking RVs on your own private land? Because I forget what the rule is in Escambia, but there are rules about this in some places. Is there a rule about that right now?
The only rule in our land development code is about living in it,
mm-hmm.
and it has to be a one-acre lot, zoned ag, or above, you know. So not really for parking it. I know a lot of the HOAs have requirements, but
uh-huh.
there's nothing in the county ordinance that says you have to park it in the back of your lot.
All right, very good. And that's because that's, you know, I know when people hear about RVs and parking, there's, I'm not an owner of one, but I know the people who do, they get very touchy about these things, and people have a very high level of attachment to their rights and whatever they think they can do. And so I knew people would care about it. That's why I wanted to bring it up with you, so people can, you know, have it on their radar that that is going to be coming to a future, at least a workshop or a, you know, what do you call it, a committee meeting at some point in the future. Very good. Correct. Anything else that you're working on, Brad, you want to let people know about? Any projects, anything the county's doing?
No, we're excited. The roundabout should be opening before school starts back there on West Spencerfield Road. They're getting really close. I got to put a final layer of pavement and then stripe it. So, you know, hopefully by the end of next week or so, it will be opened up and ready to take traffic on.
And that'll now be the, what, like the, is it the third in the county, the fourth in the county? So I know there's one down at PSC in the south end. I know that there's that little one in Gulf Breeze proper. There's the one in the Pea Ridge Connector.
That's correct.
And then is this the fourth one in the county?
I think it's the third.
The third, okay.
I'm trying to think through all of them.
So. Yeah, I know. We can slowly but steadily learn how to drive like we're Europeans. Yeah. All right, Brad Baker, he is a Santa Rosa County Administrator and a former Director of Public Safety. So, you know, storm prep is near and dear to his heart for a long time. Brad, as always, thank you for the time. We'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, take care.
You bet. 6:50 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need work done inside your home on the complicated systems like the plumbing, the air conditioning, the heating, the electrical, a generator, maybe you're thinking about, you know, it's storm season. I better make sure my generator works, or it'd be nice to actually have one because I don't right now. Well, hey, call Peden. They do this kind of work all the time. Since 1969, Robert Peden started the company back in Panama City with, you know, air conditioning, basically, you know, which makes sense in Florida. Make people be cold. Make some money at it. And then eventually, you know, expanded territorially here to Pensacola, east to Tallahassee, then west again into Mobile County and Baldwin County over the last couple of years. So all along the Gulf Coast, two time zones, two states, Peden will take care of you. Good people, good products, good installation, 100% satisfaction guarantee on all the work. And right now, if you buy a new air conditioning system from Peden, you get SmartCare for free. But that scheduled maintenance, that's 2 years. Scheduled maintenance included, priority service, so you go to the front of the line, 15% off repairs, all included. Call or book online at Peden, PEADEN.com.
The I-10 Wired TechNet Cyber Coast Summit returns October 28th to Pensacola Beach. This is the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference. Get connected with top experts and explore the cutting-edge trends shaping our future. From AI to robotics to national security and healthcare tech. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Don't miss out. Secure your tickets today at ITENWired.com.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hi, this is Mike Kohler, your District 2 Commissioner seeking re-election. As a retired Navy captain with 33 years of naval service, I'll continue fighting to preserve our communities, manage taxpayer dollars responsibly, and oppose wasteful spending. As your commissioner, you can continue to count on me to be a strong advocate for public safety. I respectfully request your vote. Please vote Mike Kohler on August 18th.
Paid for and approved political ad by Mike Kohler for County Commissioner, Republican District 2.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Women's Club of Pensacola's Christmas in July Marketplace is Saturday from 10 till 4 at the club downtown at 1551 East Heinberg Street. Shop local for bath and body care, jewelry, quilts, lamps, sweets, and more, benefiting the Women's Club. Don't miss the summertime sights and finds at the Palafox Market. Saturdays from 9 till 2, rain or shine. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I did the 23-hour nose route to the top of El Capitan in 18 hours and 23 minutes. I can make this work.
We'll be right back.
I have an unnatural affection for Living Color.
Clearly haven't seen them live.
No, they were. Oh, this is a long story. I'll give you the short version. I missed them because my friend's car broke when they were opening for the Rolling Stones, and that year they were voted the best.
The Steel Wheels tour?
They were voted the best show of the year.
Yeah, they were the worst part of the show of the year.
No, they were voted the best part of that year. So you thought it was
they
terrible?
They didn't see them at the Carrier Dome.
All right, fair enough.
All right.
437, Poplar Creek for me. 437-1620. somebody said, I don't know how we were reporting this. Somebody texted, Softly and Mobile is the same intersection as Michigan and Mobile. Yeah, but it's not the same as Beverly Parkway and Mobile. And, you know, Brenton Mobile is a
and
whole...
And Perry and the whole thing. But on one side, it's one way, and one side of the other. But, yeah, those lights are completely out, so that whole thing is
crazy.
A four-way stop, and it's already a busy intersection.
Terrible.
So
that road is ridiculous.
Yeah. It's stupid.
How many names does a road need?
Yeah, six in that case. It's stupid. It's just confuses people.
Really, really
it's
stupid.
One road.
Absolutely. I love my good friend Brent Lane, okay? And let me tell you, I would love to see the whole thing renamed Brent Lane and dedicated to him. He deserves it. I agree. The things
he has done for
the community, I would love to see that happen. But
anyway. We had a night guy that went to the hospital. His wife is having a baby, and he went to the Brent Lane parking garage, and he's like, son of a gun, how much does this guy have? John Sykes. And it's like, no, it's
That's
the road,
funny.
Sir.
Oh, right. John was the best.
Yeah,
I remember
he was at Navy Fed now.
John is one of those people. He's a raging liberal, and we got along great.
He's the best, and he loves you.
I love that. Yeah. Commitment to thinking, evidence, reason, as opposed to commitment to outcomes. Let's see. Candy has traffic on the fives.
Ooh, it is a lot. It's brought to you by ECUA, which I'll tell you about in just a second. Traffic light at Blue Angel and Dog Track is showing some issues. Not completely out, though. If it is yellow and red, yellow has right away. Slow down at the front gate of Pensacola NAS. Tree down on Chemstrand. This is north of 10 Mile, and that looks like the railroad arm is down at Main and Barrancas. I don't think I've seen trains there in forever. I-10 and 110.
I don't think ever.
I don't think they are. Accident on the right shoulder at I-10 where it meets 110. They're at exit 12A. Light at Michigan and Mobile, and it's the same intersection, Mobile Highway and Softly Field. Those are out, so it is a four-way stop.
The seven-way intersection of Mobile Highway. Yeah,
well, it is. I'm trying to think like 48 lanes whatever it is, right by the McDonald's. Please be careful. That is a four-way stop if those lights are completely out. And there's a tree down on Marcus Point behind the Tom Thumb. It's blocking half the road. Emergency crews on scene. If you see something else, let us know at 437-1620. It's Candy with traffic on the fives.
Somebody texts in. This has not helped me at all. Living Color was awesome in Auburn for the Steel Wheels opener. And
no, great.
And you know, I don't need to hear that.
Because I couldn't wait to see them.
I was the one kid in my high school who knew who Living Color was and had the album. And I'm like, I want to see them. And everybody
was
like, who?
I had just
who?
Started radio. And I was like, I didn't want to see the Stones. And it was like, my God, how good are they?
Yeah, but they were fantastic.
They were fantastic.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the House has passed a short-term bill that would put off debate over government funding until after the elections in November. A continuing resolution was passed Tuesday to keep the government funded until early December. Former Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife will be back in a courtroom today in New York over their alleged participation in drug trafficking. Both federal prosecutors and Maduro's lawyers want to postpone that trial until next June. The judge could announce a trial date today. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says the cyclosporiasis outbreak is now under control. That announcement comes as thousands of people have gotten sick from the parasite, with most experiencing explosive intestinal issues.
Okay.
Gastrointestinal
Let's just
issues.
Let's David, do, yeah, so there much we go. For the update. Yeah, what's that? No. No sound effects for that, no. I did give an analysis of this on Facebook. I'll give you the short version. Based on population, for every one person who's gotten sick, even in the five states affected, which do not include Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, it's nowhere close to us at all. The lettuce is safe here. Also, the lettuce is safe there. For every one person who has gotten sick, 16,000 people did not. 1 in 16,000 chance of you having gotten sick over the last month eating even lettuce. My industry. Anyway, 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, apparently old umpires in baseball are bad at it. They get overturned with the pitch ABS system now, where you can challenge, and the older umpires are getting their calls overturned more frequently than the younger umpires. I don't know why, But the good news out of all this, and this is so inside baseball that it's only like real super fans of baseball will care about this, but the best news ever came out yesterday. C.B. Buckner, who is one of the more terrible, worst umpire in baseball, he's retiring. Yes. You have no idea. It's like when an umpire blows a call and I'm listening to the game and then they tell me, oh, that's C.B. I'm like, of course it was. Of course it was. So anyway, that's just a little bit of good news. Oh, and the Air Force One, the Qatari Air Force One, does not have the robust defensive systems of the actual Air Force Ones, you know, like missile defense. So that's why he used the other one we're learning now. So the new, not-so-new one is also new, not-so-great. So we'll be temporarily using the old ones, I guess. Local.